This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Forces loyal to rival Libyan army commander Khalifa Haftar say they seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli, 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government. Edward Uranian reports.
Spokesman says that Air Force planes loyal to Haftar had launched at least 4 raids near the Bab al-Aziziyah military compound south of the capital, but that there were no casualties. He claimed, however, that planes from the nearby town of Misrata, which opposes Haftar, killed a number of civilians in a raid over the town of Garyen, which Haftar now controls. As the fighting appeared to spread, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres insisted during a visit to Jordan that the UN would never give up its support for the Libyan people. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israel's settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. Netanyahu is competing for votes with small, far-right parties who advocate annexation. U.S. President Donald Trump is doubling down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system is full and cannot take any more migrants. From Washington, this is VOA News. 6 more towns have been evacuated in southwestern Iran because of flooding. The flooding has placed about 400,000 people at risk. Authorities say at least 70 people have died in high waters. Thousands of demonstrators across Sudan have taken part in what appears to be the biggest series of rallies against President Omar al-Bashir since protests began in December. In Khartoum, demonstrators reached the army headquarters for the first time. The presidential compound is nearby. Security forces used tear gas and made several arrests. The rallies mark the 34th anniversary of the coup that overthrew the regime of former President Jafar Nimeiri. AP's Zenya Shakely reports.
The demonstrations began in December over price hikes and food shortages and quickly escalated into calls for al-Bashir's resignation, posing one of the biggest challenges yet to his nearly 30-year rule. The rallies are being led by the Sudanese Professionals Association, an umbrella group of independent professional unions. Footage posted online showed thousands of protesters, mostly young people, outside the military's headquarters in the capital city of Khartoum, demanding the army's support. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Pakistan is warning rival India is planning to launch a fresh military assault against the country. Islamabad is calling for the international community's urgent diplomatic intervention to deter New Delhi from endangering regional peace and stability. Pakistan's foreign minister says the raid could take place in the middle of April. The warning comes amid simmering tensions since February 26th, when Indian jets crossed deep into Pakistan territory and allegedly destroyed the suspected training camp of a militant group plotting terrorism in the divided Kashmir territory. At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints. A newly released Gallup poll finds that given the choice, 20% of Russians would pack their bags and permanently move to another country. Their most preferred destinations, the United States and Germany, while Japan, Canada, and Spain shared third place. More striking, the Gallup data show that the percentage of working-age Russians who say they would like to move has at least tripled since 2014. The biggest jump was among 15 to 29-year-olds, with nearly 50% saying they'd like to move. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.